3CR's Turn 40, and from Monday 10th of October right through to Saturday 19th of November, we're celebrating. Join us on 3CR Breakfast from 8 until 8:30 a.m. Monday to Saturday as we delve into our rich 3CR archive and bring you half an hour of historic gems. So start your day with the sounds that built a station. 40 days of groundbreaking audio celebrating 3CR's 40 years of radical radio.
Over the years, 3CR has been proud to be involved in special broadcasts. From the beginning, 3CR could be found at community events, concerts, rallies and the local pool. In 1988, a special week-long live broadcast from the Fitzroy Pool cut through the white hype of celebrating 200 years of invasion.
Blackfeet. 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 Melbourne's only first fleet de-enactment. Blackfeet. Blackfeet. Melbourne's only first fleet de-enactment. Hello everybody, you're on Community Radio 3CR and some of you are live here at the Fitzroy Swimming Pool for Flat Fleet, Melbourne's only first fleet de-enactment. This is your opportunity to join in. You're going to have some difficulty avoiding all the hoopla that's associated with 200 years of white settlement in this country. But today we're going to have some hoopla here of our own, and it's of an entirely different sort. We're going to celebrate the survival of the Aboriginal people and show our support for their demands for justice in this year. So 3CR is inviting you to have fun in the water whilst participating in some group anti-bicentennial activities. Now there's been a rumour that the Queen and Captain Arthur Phillip are going to force their way into our flat fleet sinking. We'll do something about that in just a minute. We'll also be hosting the first, well, the inaugural anti-bicentennial boat race. That'll be racing across the pool somewhere in about half an hour, three quarters of an hour. We'll be inviting all of you to take part in this race. It's a race for the land on the other side of the Fitzroy Pool, and we'll just give it to you if you win it. We'll also have a ceremonial sinking of the fleet around about 11:30. Everybody gets to jump in and squash boats, which will be a great deal of fun for all of you. So there's still time to get down here on Alexander Parade. All right, well, we'll just cross to a track. You're on 3CR Flat Fleet. It's Melbourne's only first fleet de-enactment, and it's live at the Fitzroy Swimming Pool. You've still got time to get down here if you're at home. Bring your boat and participate in the boat race. It's coming up next, but we're just going to go now to a track from the Warumpi band, Warumpinya. Just like to cross now to poolside, where Tim McDonander has got the Sunken Queen and Captain Arthur Phillip there, and he's just going to ask them how they feel.
Melbourne's only first fleet de-enactment. Flat fleet. Flat fleet.
You're listening to 3CR's 40 Days of Radical Radio Special, celebrating 3CR's 40 fabulous years of community radio.
I'd like to reiterate for you the latest on the battle to reopen Northland Secondary College. The situation at the moment is that the Northland Secondary College mob are waiting yet again for a bunch of judges to hand down a decision. The decision we're waiting on is the result of an appeal by the government resorting to obscure esoteric legal technicalities, folks. The government has appealed on technical points of law against the Equal Opportunity Board's order to reopen Northland Secondary College. If the government were to win this round of the protracted legal battle, the Northland Secondary College people will be immediately appealing to the High Court of Australia, the final say legally within this great land of ours, where we could be expected to win spectacularly. But all of what's going on at the moment, and if we're forced to go to the High Court of Australia to win there, all of this is completely superfluous. Given that, ultimately the Kennett government should have a long time ago simply admitted the mistake that they made and has been found to have made by three separate independent tribunals so far, including the full bench of the Supreme Court of Victoria. They should admit that they made a mistake and simply reopen the school. It would have saved them at least $500,000 had they have done so some time ago, but the Kennett government, whilst on one hand pretending or masquerading as the, you know, the defenders of the taxpayers of Victoria and sort of, you know, being greatly concerned about the expenditure of taxpayers' money, seems to have no such concern when it comes to handing out money by the armoured truckload to the Melbourne legal profession in order to continue fighting the unwinnable legal fight that they're involved in now. The simple fact of the matter is that ultimately the Northland Secondary College people will win. But in the interim, the 2 years that have now been lost by some of the older kids from Northland Secondary College means that any such victory will be fairly hollow for them because, you know, they've lost their chance at getting that education they need at this stage of their lives, folks. So, I mean, what ultimately will it all be worth? I mean, it'll at least create opportunities for other Koori kids, younger Koori kids, who may not have otherwise had the chance to get some sort of meaningful access to mainstream education. But what will it do for the kids who fought the battle? That, folks, is the question on the lips of the Northlands people anyway. And it's a great tragedy that just for the simple obstinance of our dearly beloved and highly esteemed Premier, a lot of Koori kids might have had a chance that they would otherwise not have, but there you go. That's the way it is, folks, in Victoria in 1995, under the yoke of Kennettism. Yes, folks, this is the Koori Survival Show, and we're playing lots of music today. And this is the Cosmic Avenger, folks. And I've been talking about the Northland Secondary College case, how we're in limbo yet again, folks. 6 months of the last 2 years have been spent waiting for a variety of independent tribunals to hand down their decisions. And I can't remember whether I mentioned this in last week's show or not, but given that over the last few years there's been a lot of hoo-ha about, and justifiable hoo-ha, it must be said, about some of the more outrageous sexist comments that have emanated from certain parts of the judiciary around Australia, it would be a very instructive exercise for anyone who'd like to look through the transcripts of especially the Supreme Court hearings over the last 2 years of the Northland Secondary College case, because I put it to you, folks, that an equal issue ought to be the racist ignorance being displayed by a variety of Supreme Court judges anyway in this state in relation to the Northlands case. I mean, a variety of unbelievable comments have been made by judges, both sitting as part of the full bench and individually over the last 2 years, including one where a judge who seemed a bit perplexed by the fact that Northlands might be able to offer Koori kids something in the way of an understanding of their own identity. And this judge's response was, well, why can't the Aborigines get their culture on Saturdays like the Greeks? And I mean, some of the sort of racist ignorance that has been displayed by the judiciary really ought to be made available for broader public consumption so that people might understand that an equal issue. I mean, I think it's been most instructive and very important, the sort of public debate that's gone on in society about some of the more sexist attitudes that have been displayed through comments from the bench. But I think it's about time that equal sort of time was given, if you like, to the issue of racist attitudes on the part of the bench and how they might ultimately affect a finding such as the one we're waiting for right now, folks. And I really think that when's all said and done, when the Northlands case has been won and the dust begins to settle, that some earnest little researcher out there ought to go and have a look at the transcripts of the Northland Secondary College cases and just pluck out some of the more outrageous gems that some members of our judiciary here in Victoria managed to come up with in the last 2 years. So if there's any little university researchers out there, or students who are interested in, law students especially, who are interested in sort of researching that as a topic of some sort, feel free, folks, to go and grab some transcripts of the Northlands case. We'll lend them to you if you want in the long run. But they make instructive reading, folks. Here's a song from, yet another song from the Bob Dylan 30th anniversary concert album with John Mellencamp and Al Cooper, folks. This is the Cosmic Avenger coming your way on Community Radio 3CR. And I was talking earlier on about Deputy Prime Minister, Mr. Brian Howe, the great hypocrite from Northcote, folks, sticking his bib into a debate about Aboriginal health on the national scene, grandstanding, folks, whilst at the same time in his own electorate he refuses to talk to the representatives of Northland Secondary College, who are attempting to run a mobile rebel school from a cricket ground dressing shed within walking distance of Brian Howe's office. Such hypocrisy, folks, really should be rewarded. Not only are we going to have a little demo outside of Brian Howe's office probably next week sometime, folks, we'll keep you informed on a Koori Survival Show. But I think that all you radio listeners out there, the radioactive supporters of the Koori Survival Show, ought to ring up Brian Howe. Ought to ring up his office. The phone number is 482-4644, folks. That's 482-4644. Ring up the office of Brian Howe over there in Northcote and ask them why Brian Howe refuses to even meet and talk with representatives of Northland Secondary College. After all, he's been more than happy to sit down with Jeff Kennett and an army of other people, folks, from the Kennett government, and chat with them and have tea and bickies with them, talking about Northland Secondary College. This is one of the reasons why the federal government's got itself into such a mess over the Northland Secondary College issue, folks, in the same way as with Jeff Kennett has, because nobody wants to talk directly to the people involved. So why don't you ring up Brian Howe, that filthy, rotten hypocrite out there in Northcote, folks, the local federal member for the electorate of Batman, which encompasses the Northland Secondary College area, and his electorate office phone number is 482-4644, folks. Ring him up. Ring up his office. Have a bit of fun being double talked to by the professional double talkers out in his office, folks. See what it's like to be treated like an idiot. Ring up and see how these parasitic politicians treat members of their own electorate or their own constituency or supporters of their own party, folks. Ring them up and have a go.
You're listening to 3CR's 40 Days of Radical Radio Special, celebrating 3CR's 40 fabulous years of community radio.
Report that you've been seen down the river. They say you sleep with one eye open, one eye dreaming. Did they tell you madness passes?
Yeah, thank you. That was Paul Kelly, folks, one of the better Australian singer-songwriters the last 10 or 15 years. This is the Koori Survival Show on Community Radio 3CR, and this is the Cosmic Avenger. And if you are a person out there who is keen to assist in the battle to reopen Northland Secondary College, well, you might be interested in coming out on Sunday at 10 a.m. There's going to be a working bee at the Northland Secondary College Mobile Rebel School, which, as I've been telling you, is this year again being conducted in a cricket ground dressing shed in a park back of the Northcote swimming pool, folks. And they're going to have a working bee on Monday to prepare the premises for at least 3 months' operations of a rebel school this year, because until such time as the Supreme Court hands down its decision, and in the event that that decision goes against us and we have to go to the High Court of Australia to finally once and for all win this protracted battle, then the rebel school may be needed to go on for, well, like I said, for anything up to 3 months, folks. So in order to prepare the buildings out there and tart the place up a bit, folks, make it a bit better for the kids who are going to be attending that rebel school, there's going to be a working bee on Sunday, this Sunday, at this coming Sunday at 10 a.m. And the place is the cricket pavilion in McDonald Park, folks, and that is in Clifton Street in Northcote. Now, if you don't know how to get there, you go up Victoria Street to the Northcote swimming pool, and McDonald Street turns off to the right. If you're going away from the city, it goes off to the left if you're coming towards the city. And down the end of that street is the legendary Northcote. The legendary Northland Secondary College Mobile Rebel School, folks. Now, if you want to come and help out on that day on Sunday, like I said, it starts at 10 o'clock on Sunday, folks. Next Sunday, there's going to be a barbecue for all those volunteers who want to come and help. And if you've got either mops, buckets, tools, a trailer, or paint for concrete, then bring that along too, folks. Bring anything that'll help do up the facilities out there so that, you know, it makes it a little bit more bearable. Because think of those kids out there in a cricket ground dressing shed, folks, on a day like today, in weather like this. This is how Aboriginal kids receive their education in Melbourne in 1995, folks, under our dearly beloved and highly esteemed Premier, Mr. Jeff Kennett.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say
has been yet another Courier Survival Show coming your way from the Cosmic Avenger and Community Radio's 3CR, folks. Remember, support the battle to reopen Northland Secondary College. You can either come out next Sunday at 10 a.m. and spend a day on a working bee with us, helping us fix up the premises of the Mobile Rebel School. That's at McDonald Park in Clifton Street, Northcote, at the back of the Northcote swimming pool. If anyone wants to go out and help out there, there'll be a barbie on for anyone who wants to volunteer and help out. And if you'd just prefer to just make a donation, then send your cheque to cheque made out to Save NSC Fund. And you can post it out to 26 Stanley Street, Northcote, folks. And we'll be giving you the address proper of the Mobile Rebel School once it's up and running proper as of next week. Although I think in the interim you can still, they're operating from there now, so you can go out and take your check out there in person if you like, folks, to McDonald Park in Clifton Street, Northcote. And I'd like to thank all those people who've been offering and extending support now to the Northland Secondary College campaign for 2 years. I'd say we've only got a little way to go, folks. In the event that we lose this current round of the legal battle, and the... Yes, folks, that was Pop Staples there on the Courier Survival Show this morning. This is the Cosmic Avenger, the little black bicycle-riding, bullshit-seeking ballistic missile, folks. Yes, the little black cannonball loose on the deck of Victoria at the moment, I can tell you. Said earlier on in the show that I was going to play a special birthday song for Mikey McGuinness out there. If anyone's passing by the VHS today, drop in and say g'day and say happy birthday, Mikey. And from me here at the Koori Survival Show, and from your dad and various other of our mob, we'd like to wish you a very, very happy birthday, Mikey. And this song is for you. Thanks, and this is the Koori Survival Show, believe it or not, and we're talking about Northland Secondary College this morning. And for all those prospective students out there, for the 150 or so non-Koori kids and the 75 or so Koori kids who were made educationally homeless when Northlands closed 2 years ago, the good news is that keep your eye on the newspapers over the next 2 days. There will be some announcements in the newspapers about when and where you can enrol for Northland Secondary College for this school year. The current situation, folks, is that since last Friday, when the Supreme Court of, full bench of the Supreme Court of Victoria found in favour of the Northlands people and ordered that the school be reopened forthwith, there has been a great deal of action about the traps, folks. For a start, Education Department or DSE people were out at the school yesterday inspecting the site and making preparations for urgent renovations and building work to be begun immediately on the school. Moves began yesterday for to recruit and employ the staff necessary. And in other words, arrangements are going ahead at full speed. And I must say, despite all the nasty things I've tended to say about Don Hayward and others on this show over the last 2 years, I must congratulate. Now, folks, you didn't hear wrong. I did say congratulate. And I am about to say something nice about the Kennett government, be it ever so momentarily, but nevertheless, I will say it. I must congratulate the government on moving as swiftly as they have up until this point. There are one or two major outstanding matters, namely that we are demanding that the state government re-employ Deirdre Bucks immediately and pay her back pay until back pay which goes back to April 1994, when she was arbitrarily cut off her salary by the DSE in a move that was designed to make life difficult for the running of the rebel school over in Northcote. So we're demanding that, and we're hoping to get some action on that today. But on all other fronts, things are proceeding smoothly, and the school will begin to take enrolments, I think it is as of tomorrow. But keep your eyes, have a look through the newspapers tomorrow morning, folks, and on Thursday, and there will be some major advertisements appearing in the newspapers over the next few days telling you where and how you go about enrolling in Northland Secondary College. And we would urge parents of kids who used to go to Northland Secondary College, but you've, since the college was closed, you've had to move them somewhere else, we'd say to you, think very carefully about sending your kids back, because we intend to recreate Northlands not only as good as it used to be, folks, but if the Commonwealth government this time comes to the party, then Northlands will be even better than what it ever was. So that's an invitation for all Koori and non-Koori kids who are interested, and parents who are interested in sending their kids to the Phoenix-like resurrected Northland Secondary College. You, as I say, keep your eyes in the newspapers, folks. There will be public announcements over the next 2 days about enrolments. And we expect the school itself to be open for business and actually functioning sometime in the next 10 days. It's going to happen that quick, folks. Yes, folks, the battle is over, and we've won it. Northland's won the great, protracted, bitter battle to save their school. And in doing so, folks, hopefully they've been able to demonstrate to a lot of people across this fair city and across this fair state of ours that it is possible to win against all odds. Because if you think about it, the Northlands crew, which, as I've said before, consisted primarily of about 4 to 5 women and about between 20 and 30 kids, who had virtually nothing in the way of resources, thanks to the stinginess, meanness and cowardice, political cowardice of Trades Hall and the trade union movement generally in Victoria, and others who should have supported them. But in their David and Goliath battle, they have prevailed, folks. And we hope that all people out there who are currently involved in whatever battle you are for to achieve justice against the state government, then take heart. We've shown you that it is possible to fight and win.
Come inside into my kitchen, and as you feed a weary mind, you can settle and I will listen to the problems that you find in this world in which we live. I've got time to give, I've got time to give. Night after night I'm gonna, night after night I'm gonna face looks tired, your body shaking, the thinking that you do. There's a mountain of pain on your shoulder, too much to bear alone. You feel the pain and all the suffering.
CR's turn 40, and from Monday 10th of October right through to Saturday 19th of November, we're celebrating. Join us on 3CR Breakfast from 8 until 8:30 a.m. Monday to Saturday as we delve into our rich 3CR archive and bring you half an hour of historic gems. So start your day with the sounds that built a station. 40 days of groundbreaking audio celebrating 3CR's 40 years of radical radio.